This year, Be'ez Hashem will cover the material from the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph to the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, starting with Beis Hillel Omrim. We are in the last middle section of line of the middle section of the Gemara. We're discussing the concept of Matzeh Chesed, Klapei Chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Beis Hillel, tips the scales when it comes to the judgment of the Beinonim. Beis Hillel Omrim, Rav Chesed Matzeh Klapei Chesed. The Gemara explains, Heichi Avid, how is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matzeh the Kaf's Chus? Rabbi Elazar Omer Kovsho. He literally crushes the, he's Kovesh, he crushes the scale of Zechuyos and he forces it down. Shemar Yashuv Yerachameinu Yichvosh Avonoseinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will come back, he will have mercy on us, he will cover over our sins. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar, no say. He lifts up the fact that he is kovesh the zechuyos and forces down the zechuyos, that side of the scale metaphorically wins, but rather he lifts up as if the side of Avero. Shenamar, no say Avon the Over al Pesha. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts up sin and he passes over wickedness. Tandi Rabbi Shmuel explains, Mavir Rishon Rishon. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he takes off sins one by one. V'chein hi amida, and this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga, his HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of behaving, as if when referring to Matzeh Klapei Chesed. Amar Rava, v'avon atzmo eino nimchak. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it off the scale, the sin itself is never erased. Ti'i ika ruba avonos, machshev ba'adayu. That if after taking off this sin, there's still rov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it back, and a person's punished for that. Wow. Amar Rava, the Gemara continues, kol amavra midosav, if a person lets things go, that if he's embarrassed, he doesn't get upset over it. Ma'avirin lo al kol pishav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu forgives, he lets go of his pishav, of his willful sin. Shenamar no se avon v'over al pesha. That he lifts up sin and he passes over wickedness. Lemi no se avon, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu lift up his sin? Lemi sha over al pesha. Somebody who ignores the pesha that other people do to him. Oh, Rashi. Rashi Maskal Kovesh, in the middle of the page. He forces down his kafam moznaim shel zchus, the side of zechuyos, the side of merits. Umachrim es ha'avonos. And that's how he upsets the balance of averos. Yichbosh avonoseinu yichru'u bo. He will bend over the avonos. No say magbia kaf mosnaim shalom net. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the second position lifts up the side of sins. Ma'avir rishon rishon. What does that mean? Avon shabirishonim habayim l'sitam lekaf. The first sins to come into the kaf. Ma'avir v'shamta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them off. Machza machza. If a person was machza machza, through that the zechuyos are machria. The kach yamid, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves. V'avon atzmei no nimchak, but still in all, the avon is never fully wiped away. Elamunach letzad echad, it's kilu put on the side. Di'ik aruba avonos bahadei, that if a person comes to a cheshbon of rov avonos together with it, hahu avon mischashiv bahadayu, that avon, that sin comes back and enters into the calculation, limnos im rishon gemurim. Hamarvel midosav sheno medaktik, Limdo mida limitzarim oso, to exact the measurement against the person who does bad to him. Uminiach midosa v'holich lo, he lets it go. Kimo ein ma'avir ala mitzvos, ein ma'avir ala ochlim, don't pass over mitzvos, don't pass over food. Manichim v'holich lo, he lets it go. Ma'avir lo akol b'shav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a free pass on his sins. The Midas Hadin does not have exacting measurement against them. He lets it go. Okay. Says the Gemara, we are 4 lines from the bottom. Rav Huna bar Rav Yehoshua chalash. Rav Huna bar Rav Yehoshua got sick. Al Rav Papa l'shayu lebe. Rav Papa went to visit him. Chazi the chalash le'ama. He saw that he was about to die. Armelu tzivisu li zavadita. Prepare me seid al adarech, which is like food for the journey, which refers to tachrich and burial shrouds. L'soch itfach. At the end, Rav Huna got better. Havi michsaf Rav Papa l'mechzi. Rav Papa was very embarrassed to see him, because Rav Papa had asked for them to prepare burial shrouds for him. Amar lei, Rav Papa said to Rav Huna, "My chazis, what did you see? What did you think? Did you think you were going to die?" Amar lei, he said, "In hachi hava, I thought I was going to die." V'amar lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Hol v'lamokim b'milei." Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, since he's not somebody who's medaktik on his friends, he doesn't care about what they say about him. Lo tekum v'hadeh. We're not going to medaktik on him. Shenamar nose avon al pesha. Lemi nose avon over al pesha. Who are we nose avon for? The one who lets things go, which we said before. The Gemara continues further. L'she'eris nachla so. The pasuk says va'over al pesha for the remnant of his inheritance. Amr b'acha bar Chanina, alya v'kotz ba. It's like the tail of a sheep, which is very fatty, that has a thorn in it. The Karish Baruch Hu basically gives us some kind of comfort, but it's not a complete thing. Meaning l'she'iris nachla so v'lo l'kol nachla so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives this free pass to a remnant of his inheritance, but not his whole, not the whole inheritance, meaning not the whole Klal Yisrael. Who is it referred to? The top line of Yitzayin and Mabez. L'mi shemesim atzmo kishiyarim. Only a person who treats himself like leftovers, a person who basically is not machshiv himself, and only through that does a person get this special, that special zechus. Let's go back to Rashi. Rashi, the bottom of Yitzayin and Aleph, Tzivisu le zavadita, prepare me tzedel aderech. Hichinu li tzedel aderech. Prepare me provisions for my journey. Mahi tzedas hamesim, what is provisions for a dead person? Tachrichim, it's burial shroud, it doesn't need anything more than that. Itzbach, nisrape, got better. Hachi hava, misa niknasa alai. It's true, I was supposed to be killed, but lo mokim bimile, because I was not somebody who was medactic on other people. Eino ma'amid amidosav lo sakumu bahadeh. We're not ma'akbid on him. Lo tedaktiku acharav. Alya shemena. It's a fatty tail. V'yesh kan, there is here. V'kotzba. There's like an impediment to it. Klomar davar tanchumim yesh kan. There's a consolation here. Aval yesh b'socha davar kasha. But wrapped within it, there's a sting. She'eino shava lakol. Because not everybody married benefits it from it from the same way. When does it apply? Lamisha Mesim Atmo Kishiyar in the top Rashi on Zainim Abez, Yud Zainim Abez, somebody who treats themselves like leftovers, meaning he's not Machshav himself. Rav Huna Rami, Rav Huna asked the Stira in Psukim, top of Yud Zainim Abez. Tzadik Hashem Bechol Derachav. One pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Hanaga is with complete Mishpat. Uksiv V'chasid b'chol ma'asav. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he has chesed. So the answer is no. B'tchila ketzadik. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates with strict justice. U'l'besof. And in the end, chesed with chesed. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally, when this is aligned with Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally wanted to create the world with din, and then he changed to rachamim. Rabbi Lezer asks to Yerim Sukim. Ksiv ulecha Hashem chesed, the Karsh Baruch Hu hat to you, a Karsh Baruch Hu is chesed. Uksiv ki ata tishaleim liish kemaaseyu, and then it says that a Karsh Baruch Hu pays everybody based on what they do. It's complete justice. No, b'tchila ki ata tishaleim kemaaseyu. When a Karsh Baruch Hu originally created the world, it was with strict justice, based on commensurate to what people do. Ulbasof ulecha Hashem chesed. In the end, a Karsh Baruch Hu operates with chesed. Ilfai, v'amri le'ilfa. Ilfai said, and some say Ilfa said, Rami, Ksiv, he asks a steer in the Psukim, Mayugim, and it says, V'rav Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates with much Chesed. Ksiv, V'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has emes. Strict justice, truth. How does Chesed and emes go together? B'tchila V'emes, in the beginning was emes. U'l'besof, V'rav Chesed, at the end, ended up being Chesed. Like we said before, now where the Gemara is going to darshin the Yud Gimel Midos. V'yavor Hashem apana v'yikra. That, Hashem passed over Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu called out. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a very famous Gemara, Elmalei Mikra Shekasov Yevshala Omer, had not been for the pasuk that said this formulation, we couldn't have said it ourselves. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu passes over? Melame Shinis Atif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kashliach Tzibur. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a Shliach Tzibur, wrapped himself in a talis. V'harler L'moshe Seder Tefillah. And he showed Moshe Rabbeinu this order of tefillah. V'amar lo kol zman sheYisrael chotim. So if any time, God forbid, Klal Yisrael sin, Yasu lefanai k'seder hazeh, you shall do this seder in front of me, ve'ani molcha lehem, and I'll forgive them. Hashem, Hashem, we refer to two stages. Hashem, Hashem, we say the name, the Shem Hashem twice. Ani hu kodem sheyachta adam, Vanihu la'achar shiyachta adam yasa tshuva. I'm there before a person sins, and I'm there after a person sins and does tshuva. Kel rachum v'chanun. What is kel rachum v'chanun? Amar Yehuda bris krus l'shloshes remidos. There's a bris that was a covenant that was forged with these 13 briso, with these 13 midos. She'en chozros rekam. They never come back empty-handed. Shenamar hinan ochi kores bris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a bris. Amr b'yochanan, gedola tshuva, shemikaras gzardino shel adam. Tshuva is great because it tears up the gzardino of a person. Shenamar, the pasuk says, in Yeshaya, hashmein lev ha'ama zeh, the heart of this nation has become fat. The aznav hachbein is, and its ears have become heavy. Veinav hasha, and its eyes have become dim. Pen yireh beinav, so that he can see with his eyes. Uboznav yishma, ulevavo yavin. And in order for him to hear and have his heart understand, Vishav Virafalo, meaning one by doing tshuva he gets healed. Amrle Rav Papa La Baye Vidom Lefne Gzardin. Maybe this is only before the Gzardin. How do the tshuva works even after Gzardin? Amrle Virafalo Ksiv. The pasuk says Virafalo. Veizu Davar Shetzarach Rafua. When do we need a Rafua? Havi Omer Zeh Gzardin. This is only after the Gzardin. So this is a proof that tshuva works even after a Gzardin. So the Gemara says, Meisivei asks a stira from the Braisa, Hashav benatayim. If a person does tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, mochlim lo, he gets forgiven. Loshav benatayim. If a person doesn't do tshuva, afilu hevi kol eli nevayo shebaolam, even if a person, excuse me, as if they brought all of the rams of Nevayos in the world, meaning thousands, and all of the karbanos they could bring, ein mochlim lo, he's not forgiven. So you see that tshuva doesn't work per se after the Gzar Din. It doesn't work after Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, no, lo kashya, ha biyachid, ha bitzibur. When does tshuva work after the Gzar Din? That's only if it's tshuva bitzibur. But if the tshuva is biyachid, then you're right, it won't work after the Gzar Din. And the Gemara continues on this. And the Gemara continues and discusses this point. Meisivei, the Gemara asks again, Ein Hashem Elokecha ba, the eyes of Hashem, your God, are on Eretz Yisrael. Itim l'tova, itim l'ra. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Itim l'tova ketzad. When is the Kadosh Baruch Hu mashgiach for tova in Eretz Yisrael?
Let's say Chatz v'Shalom, Klai Yisrael were Rishon Gimurim on Rosh Hashanah,
upaskulam gisham mu'atim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined they would get minimal rainfall, lesof chazur behem, and then they did tshuva, so lahosif alem yafshar, you can't give them more rain now, shekvar nigzura gezera, because the decree was already sealed. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu moridim bizmanan, ala aretz hatzrichim lahem hakolafi aretz. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He takes the minimal rainfall and lets it go when Gishamim works for Zriya on the parts of the land that need it. Hakolafia aretz. This is all based on what each different field needs. So again, that shows you that you can't turn back a gzera. And the Gemara elaborates. Itim l'ra ketzad. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael for bad. Harisha Yisrael met tzedikim gemurim b'Rosh Hashanah. Let's say Klaisor were tzedikim gemurim on Rosh Hashanah. Upaskolem gesham merubim. They got the gzar din of much rain. Lesov chazurim. Then they sinned. Lifchos me'am yafshar. Kosh Baruch Hu can't give them less. Shekvar nigzor gezerah. And you can't turn back the gezerah. Ella, what does he do? Ella, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maridim shalob izmanon ala arat she'ena tzrichan lehem. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the shalom is mano, not at the appropriate time, on the areas that it's not needed. But here we're talking about the gzar din of a tzibur. So l'tova, miyol lekare l'gzar dinayu l'losif lehu. What I understand, l'ra'a, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't change a good decree, but he can at least change a bad decree when the tzibur does tshuva, so he can tear up that decree and doesn't have to make it so the rain only falls in specific times of the year. Just give extra. No shani hasan to afshar b'hachi. The answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only changed the decree if the only way to affect the positive result is by changing the decree. But here, since there's another way to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to change the decree. Okay, Rashi. Dira maschil tzadik b'mishpat emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world with a very form of strict justice. Chassid, that means nichnas lifnim min ashur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has leniency. Ule basof, at the end, kishiroa she'ina olam miskayim medin, that the world cannot stand on justice alone. Hashem, Shem, Hashem, Hashem, midat harachamim, referring to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midat harachamim. Ani merachim kodim sheyachata, I have mercy before they sin. V'ani merachim achar sheyachata im yashuv, and I have mercy after they sin, if they do tshuva. Bris krusa l'shlosha semidos, there is a covenant set up with the shlosha semidos halalu, with these 13 midos. Shim yaskir misal b'tfilas tanisam einam chozros reikam. The Klai Yisrael mentioned them in their fasting prayer. They never get turned away empty-handed. Hian ochi kores bris ala omer lamala. I will set up a covenant. Bein atayim, if a person does tshuva between bein Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, it works. But after Yom Kippur, it doesn't work. Sounds like a person can't do tshuva. The tshuva doesn't not mevat lo gzar din. No, it's only by the yach that tzibur doesn't work. Itim l'tova pamim sha'itim hanisunim l'sof hashana l'tovahi. Sometimes the times given at the end of the year are good. La'hakel alam min ha'puranios means to relieve Klai Yisrael the puranios. Shahayu, shahanigzar alem Rosh Hashanah, that were decreed on Rosh Hashanah. Upamim shali l'ran, sometimes it's bad. L'pachos min ha'tova shepaskla, to diminish from the good that they were given in the beginning of the year. Ala aretz shetzricha lehem, this is referring to, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the decree, doesn't change the decree, just alters the decree, gives them rain where it's needed. Ala sados v'al kramim v'al ganos, on the fields and the vineyards and the gardens. Shelo bizmanan lifnei hazriya, before the zriya. V'ala aretz she'ina tzricha lahem b'ya'aros u'midbarios, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to change the decree for bad. So the question is again, why isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just under the decree? Isn't it the tshuva tzibur? The answer is, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to, he could do it in a more natural way. That's what he did. Tashema. This is about 10 lines from the bottom. On Yitzayinim Abayis, Yorde Ha'am Ba'anios, those who went down in ships, osim malacha b'mayim rabim, they did work in the heavy waters. Hema ra'u ma'aseh Hashem, they saw the works of God. Ve'yomer v'yameid ruach sa'ara v'tromim galav, the Kadosh Baruch Hu had the storm go over them. Yachogu v'yanu kashikori, tossed the boat like a drunk person. Va'itzaku Hashem batar lahem, they called out Hashem when things were bad. Yodu l'Hashem chasto, so you see sha'asa lahem simanios. Between these psukim, if you look in the ksav, in the Tehillim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bracketed them off with simanios. Why? With back, Rashi says, upside down nuns. Why? Ka'achin v'rakin shebetorah. That we darshin these upside down nuns, like the word ach and the word rak in the Torah, meaning some kind of mute, some kind of minimization. Lomar lach, tzalku kodim gzar din nanin. That if they screamed before the gzar din, they daven before the gzar din, so they're answered. Tzalku l'achar gzar din eino nanin. If they scream out after the gzar din, they're not answered. So you see that even though they're a rabbim, a whole populace of people goes down to the ship, the tshuva doesn't work after the gzar din. The Gemara says, no, hani nami ki yichidim damu. They're not treated like a tzibur, they're treated like yichidim, because they're all individuals. Rashi, simanios, these symbols, bein pasuk lepasuk, between each pasuk, yesh simanim hafluchim kazeh, these upside-down simanim, like there's upside-down nuns, achin verakin, boim ledrasha lemaitis hadibur. They come to exclude and minimize what we're talking about. Ka'achin v'rak and shem mutim, like achin rak, which are generally mutim, their exclusions. Lomar lo b'chol shashi itzakul Hashem batar lehem yotzim mitzukul seyam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu saves them from their trouble anytime they call out. El yinkein tzakul kol nungzar din. That's a big limitation. It's against what we said before. Singar says, no, they're treated like yichidim. Okay, tashima. Let's keep on going. Sha'ala Beluria Hagioris or Rabbi Gamliel. Beluria Hagioris asked the question of Rabbi Gamliel. K'siv b'toraschan asher lo yisah hanin. That Kadosh Baruch Hu does not take bribes. U'k'siv yisah Hashem panav elecha. That Kadosh Baruch Hu lifts his countenance towards you. So what's pshat? It seems to be a stira. I thought Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lift his countenance when he judges, and now it says he should. Nitzba la Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen dealt with her to answer her question. V'amar la, he said to her, Em shalchal mashal l'madar radome. I'll give you a parable to explain. La'adam shenosha b'chaveir amane. A person is demanding his friend pay him back $100. V'kavol zman b'fnei ha-melech. And the lova guaranteed himself in front of the king to pay back within a certain time. V'nishba lo b'chaveir ha-melech. And he took a shvua by the life of the king to pay back. He gives man velo pero. The time came, he didn't pay. Balafai samelach. He came to try to pacify the king. V'amar lo elvoni v'chulach. You're right. My hurt, I can forgive. Lechu pais es chavercha. You have to, but I can't forgive your debt. You have to speak to your friend about that. Hachanami. How do we explain? Yisah Hashem panav elecha. When is the Kadosh Baruch Hu mevater? When is the Kadosh Baruch Hu let things go? Ba'avero shebi'am l'makom. That's only by sins that are bi'am l'makom. Kan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when does he not let things go? Ba'avero shebi'am l'chavero. Because it's not his kavod to be mochalan, only it's his friends. So that's all how Rabbi Yossi learned the psukim. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva v'limeid, Rabbi Akiva learned differently to answer the psukim. Turn the page to Yichas Amar Aleph. Kan kodim gzardin, kan la'achar gzardin. Again, it sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu only listens kodim gzardin, but after the gzardin, he doesn't listen. So the Gemara answers no. Hachanami bi yachid. It's a separate din. It's only by a yachid. So the Gemara continues and elaborates. But we assume that the gzardin of a yachid itself cannot be torn up through tshuva, that's also a machlokas tanayim. Titania, higher Rabbi Omer, Shinaim Sha'ol Lamita. Two people go onto their sick bed. V'chol yan shaveh, and their illness is the exact same thing. V'chin shnayim sha'ol lagardom lidon, or two people go in front of the court to be judged with by their own lives. V'dinam shaveh, and they're being judged over the same question. Zay yarad, one guy gets off the sick bed and is healthy. Vizel lo yarad, another guy dies in the sick bed. Zay nitzal, vizel einor nitzal. One guy is saved from the punishment of death, the other guy is not. Mipnei ma zay yarad, vizel lo yarad, zay nitzal, vizel lo nitzal. Why is there a split? Why is one person saved in each case, one person not? Zay hispal v'nana, zay hispal v'lo nana. One guy davened and was responded to, and Hashem responded to him. The other guy davened and Hashem did not respond to him. Why? B'ma zeh nana v'zeh lo nana. Zeh yispal tefillah shleima. One person davened with full kavana. Nana, and therefore he was answered. V'zeh lo yispal tefillah shleima, lo nana. Another guy was who did not daven a complete davening was not answered. But you see, it sounds like according to Rabbi Meir, even a yachid, if he davens properly, can repeal his decree even after the gzar din. Rabbi Lezer Amar, Rabbi Lezer argues, kan kodem gzar din, kan la'achar gzar din. When does it work? It works only before gzar din because we're talking about a yachid. But after gzar din, it doesn't work. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak says no. Yafet sa'aka la'odam bein kolam gzar din bein la'achar gzar din. Rabbi Yitzchak holds that gzar din works in both directions, even before gzar din and even after gzar din. So you see, it's a debate between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yitzchak, this question. But we've assumed up until now that the gzar din of the tzibur gets torn up. So the Gemara asks, Ugzar din the tzibur mi mikra? Does the gzar din the tzibur actually get torn up? V'akasav echad omer. One pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Kabasi mirali beich. Yerushalayim should launder itself from the wickedness of its heart. Uksiv, ki im techabsi baneser v'tarbilach boras nichtam avonech lefanai. That even if you launder yourself with soap and with lye, with this and with that, your sin is still written in front of me. In other words, the tshuva doesn't work. My love, doesn't it sound like Khan, where does tshuva work? The kibbutz, the laundering process, kodem gzar din, the Khan, la'achar gzar din, the tshuva doesn't work after gzar din. Lo, the Gemara says no. Edi v'edi la'achar gzar din. They're both after gzar din. V'lo kashya, Khan v'nig gzar din sheishi mo shvua, Khan b'gzar din she'eni mo shvua. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a shvuah with the Gzar Din, then shuvah won't help after the Gzar Din. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not, then shuvah will work. The Gemara asks, the Gemara explains, Kid Rav Shmuel bar Ami, Damar Shmuel bar Ami, V'ami lo, Amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Yonasan, Minay le Gzar Din, She'eshi mo shvuah, She'eno nikra. How do I know? What's the source? The Gzar Din with a shvuah does not get torn up. Shenamar. Because the pasuk says about the Bnei Eli that sinned, v'lachin ishbati lebeis Eli im yiskaper avon beis Eli b'zavachu b'mincha, that I take a shvuah against the beis Eli that even if they try to do tshuva by bringing korbanos, it's not going to help them. Amar Rava b'zavachu b'mincha inu miskaper. You're right. It's even true after gzar din, even sheishim o shvuah. The traditional forms of kapara through a zevach and a mincha, that doesn't work. Av miskaper b'torah. But by learning Torah, they can still affect kapara. Abaye says something similar. B'zevach u'mincha eno miskaper. B'zevach u'mincha, they couldn't get kapara. Av miskaper b'torah b'gmilos chasadim. But through Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, they could still get Kapara. So the Gemara continues, Rabba v'Abai made the base Eli Kasu. After all, Rabba and Abai themselves were, they came from base Eli. Rabba d'asik b'Torah. Rabba, who were just osik in Torah and didn't do Gemilas Chasadim, Chaya Arba'im Shnin. He only lived for 40 years long. Abai, the osik b'Torah, Abai, who was osik in Torah, u'gemilas chasadim, chaya shitim shnin. He lived for 6 years. He lived for 20 years longer. Rashi, the top Rashi in Chasam Aleph, legardom, beis vach, and donim bon nefashos lahariga. It's the court where capital crimes are judged. V'dinam shaveh, shneam nispasu adavar achad. They're both punished for the same thing. Zeh yar min amita v'zeh nitzol min avad. One guy gets off his sick bed, one guy gets saved. Tefillah shleima niskaven. It's only if it's a tefillah shleima. But again, that showed there were two deos as to whether or not achar gzar din doesn't work or not. Abai v'rava mi debase eli ka'asu. Kach shamati. Rashi says, this is what I've heard. U'b'shchid ha'tzchulin parak ha'zroa ashkachan de'rava lav kohen hu. But the Gemara says in Chulin that Rava wasn't a Kohen. Meshama imam beis Eli haisa. Maybe it was his mother was from beis Eli. V'yesh garsim. There are those who have a different girsa. Rava v'abai. Mefarish la b'Rava bar Nachmeni. Not Rava. The Rava referring to Rava bar Nachmeni. The Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbana mishpacha achas haisa b'Yerushalayim. Where are we? We are two lines up from the middle lines. There was one family in Yerushalayim, Shayim Meseha, Mason B'nei Shimon Asrei Shana. The Chas V'Shalom, people in their family died very young, at the age of 18. Bo V'odius Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, why? Amar lem, Shem Mishpachas Eli Atem. Maybe you're from the family of Eli. They say, Bev V'chom Arbis Be'scha Yamusu Anashim. That anybody from your future descendants, when they reach the age of adulthood, they will die. L'chu v'isku b'Torah. You should go sit and learn v'chiyu, and you'll live. Ha'uchu v'asku b'Torah v'chayu. They sat and learned Torah, and they lived. V'yukornos ha'mishpachas Rabbi Yochanan al-Shemo. They called this family the Mishpachas Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan saved the whole family. Amar Shmuel bar inna mishmei derav, minayin l'gzar din shal tzibur she'eno nechtam. How do I know that the Gzar Din of Tzibur is never sealed? The pasuk says it's written, the sin of Klal Yisrael is written in front of me. Ella, afagav shenechtam nikra. What's the raya that can be torn up? Shenemar kashem alekenu b'chol kareinu elav. That Hashem is accessible to us anytime we call Him. Ask the Gemara vaksiv dirsho Hashem b'matzo. You seek Hashem when He's can be found. But not that that's not all the time. No. Answer the Gemara. Hasan biyachid hacha b'tzibur. When is a Kadosh Baruch Hu not always available? That's when you're a yachid. When you're a tzibur, we apply the rule of kashem alekenu b'chol kareinu elav. Biyachid emas. When exactly is a yachid able to access a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a more direct way? Amara baravua. Elu asar yom shebina Rosh Hashanah liyom HaKippur. These are the asaras in Meitshuva, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara continues. Vayhi kasaras hayamim. There was a story in Navi that Naval was sent by David to do a task. He should feed his people and his servants. And Naval didn't do it. Naval was Mevaza David. Naval was more of a Malchus. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu killed him. Vayhi kaseras hayam. He waited 10 days. Vaygof Hashem as Naval. And Hashem smote Naval and He killed him. The Gemara explains, Aseras yam ma'avidatayu. How come a Kadosh Baruch Hu waited for 10 days to punish Naval? Amrivi the Marav. Kineged Esther Legimos. Shenas Naval la'avdei David. It's against the 10 pourings, the 10 mouthfuls that Naval gave to the Avdei David. In other words, that Naval fed 10 of David's Na'arim. So because of those 10 legimos, he had a schus. Amar Nachman, Amar Baravua, Elu Asar Yom Shemin Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. A different answer, no, was the Asar Simei Tshuva, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a 10-day grace period. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Rashi the Rasmal V'yachin Emas in the middle in the skinny lines. Matzui lo dechsiv bihi matzo. When is he available? When is he found? Keneged asara legimos, again, opposite the 10 pourings. Asara avadim shalach lo ledavid. He sent, David sent 10 servants. Kenmufurish bakra. Vinas lam suda achas. He gave them one suda. Lefikach nislulo asara yam. You get a 10-day grace period. Rav Nachman Amar Elu Asar Yomim Shahimtin Lakar Shbarach Shiyashuv Velo Shav. Okay. Now the Gemara elaborates in the Mishnah from Tazayin, Rosh Hashanah, Kol Balei Olam, over in the front of Kivnei Maron. The Rosh Hashanah, all the inhabitants of the world pass before Karsh Baruch Hu, like Bnei Maron. My Kivnei Maron. The Gemara gives three answers. Hacha Targimu Kivnei Amrana. Like sheep. There are sheep that are being counted for Meiser Behema. The Karsh Baruch Hu passes all the people like him, before him like sheep. Reish Lakish Amar Kemalas Beis Maron, referring to the steps up Beis Maron. In other words, there's a narrow passageway with sheer drops on either side, and a person goes one by one. So too, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes his brios one by one. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kechayel Shal Beis David, that Kadosh Baruch Hu counts them one by one, just like the soldiers of Beis David. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, still in all, the kula niskar miskira achas. They're all seen at one time, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu, as if passes each one by one, they can still all be seen with one glance." Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afananai Mitanina. That's what our Mishnah says. Hayotzer Yachal Libam Hamevin Al Kol Maaseya. Because our Mishnah on Tes Zayin quoted that pasuk of Hayotzer Yachal Libam Hamevin Al Kol Maaseya. My Kamar, what does the pasuk mean? Ile Mahachi Kamar Divranu Lekulei Alma, that Karsh Baruch Hu created the whole world, Umiyachei Libayu Kahadadi, and that they all have the same character traits and the same hearts. V'kachazin Lavachiu. The world is a very diverse place. It's not true. So what does it mean? Hayotzer Yachal Libam, that Karsh Baruch Hu created them with one heart. El Lav Hachi Kamar, must be something else. Hayotzer, meaning referring to the Borei Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator, Roe Yachad Libam, he sees their hearts all together, meaning he can see them all at one time, Umevin Al Kol Maaseihem, and still he understands what they all do individually. Okay, let's do the Rashis. Rashi, Dura Maskel Rosh Hashanah Kol Borei Olam Kivnei Amrana, like sheep, Kivasim, like sheep, Shemonim Osam, La'asran, counting them to take Meiser on them. Meiser Vehema, we've seen this before. V'yotzen ze echad ze, achar ze pesach kop, they all pass in a small entranceway. She'en yechon latzis keachav, they can't all leave at the same time. Kemalos beis maron, or like the steps leading up to beis maron. Haderach katzar, the way is very narrow. Ve'in shtayim yechon lelech ze betzad ze, you can't have two walking side by side. Sheha'emek amok mishnei tzidei haderech. Hachi arsin Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel kechayos beis shal beis David. Feder arsin Amar Rabbi Arachana. Okay. Kechayos shal beis David. What does that refer to? Ukivnei maron means kibnei chayos shal melech. Like maron referring to master, like the legions of the king. Maron lashon maros va'adnos. Maron refers to authority and rulership. The kachay umonim osam yotzim zachar zeh b'tesam l'molchama. That's how David counted his soldiers. The kul niskar miskira achas va'af misha overim zachar zeh afan anami tanina. The kul niskar miskira achas, that they're seen at one time. Midinasev tan didan tamud l'milse ma'akra, because our Tana learns that in out from this pasuk hayotzer yachal libam. So if you're going to tell me that means v'libayo miyachin ki adad, they all have the same heart, it's not true. Kalibo shalzeh, kachlibo shalzeh. No. Hachi ka'amar hayotzer, roa yachad lima. Karsh Baruch Hu sees their hearts all at once. Va'akra dele'el minei kamahader. Hishkiach al kuyosh ve'artz. Karsh Baruch Hu analyzes what everybody does. Hayotzer osam, hishkiach yachad lima. He sees them all at one time. But yet, ha'mevin al kamaseyem, he understands what they do individually. We'll stop here.